Hey, it's Brock and Marcy in the morning, and we just wanted to give you a heads up of what's going on in our world, right, Marcy?
I guess. I don't know if we know.
So let's give the synopsis. So we've been doing abbreviated shows until the end of the year, and it is December 31st, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Keyword there, 2020.
Yeah.
I was at home using the bathroom. I was actually sitting down using
wow,
the bathroom.
We are getting specific.
But yeah, I want to get specific. I was about to change my profile picture on Facebook for the first time in I don't know how long with a video picture. Yeah. I was pretty excited about it.
It's really good, yeah.
I had got a couple texts from Candace and you, and I was like, what's this? So I opened it up, and let me just read it verbatim about what happened, just to kind of give you the run through, if I can find it here. I didn't already delete it. It said, you guys suck. And today's it said,
we get a group text message from Candace. Here's what it says.
Brock, you're out. Marcy, you're in. No, it said, I just got notice from the owners and they no longer need me as the GM. In addition, they are choosing no longer to have either of you on air. You can please come to the studio so we can remove all our personal belongings. Your response. Oh, boy.
That's all I could come up with.
And Candace, who is our fearless leader, who is the best boss I've ever had.
She's been
ever.
Amazing, yeah.
She said, I expected me, but not you guys. I'm very sorry. I said, you said, totally understand, out of your control. I said, my first response, really? Marcy said, are you okay, Candace? Yes, I expected it, but still sucks. I said, makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
What? We were just voted best of the best on Cityscapes magazine.
Mm-hmm.
We do a thing called ratings. Our ratings had been climbing even through COVID.
It's been great. Yes.
Our ratings had gotten better. And Sam's Furniture had just renewed their advertising for another year, which was quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
A lot of people had renewed for the year. And to end 2020, we had been canned, which is a bummer because through this all, kind of our backstory, Marcy and I had not met each other. Candace hit us up, said, I'm looking for a morning show that can be local, be fun, and really represent Star 101.5. She approached me. Marcy moved into town. I met Marcy. She was the one. And the rest is history. We've been doing it for almost 3 years.
It would have been like in 4 days, would have been the third anniversary of me meeting Candace.
Yeah.
And that was the day that it started. So really crazy. Yeah. So here's the thing. Because we were blindsided, because that's how it goes.
Had no idea. Right.
Right. I mean, here's another thing. It's public that the stations are being bought.
Correct.
So anytime that happens, you know there could be change.
Right.
Right. Like, it was not beyond my thoughts that someone could get laid off, you know, salary cut. Anything is possible. So I really wasn't hugely surprised and that blindsided just in that moment.
Right.
But we never got a chance to get on the air to say goodbye. Again, typical.
Which that never happens.
Typical.
I mean.
Well, it's typical but it's more typical when you're being let go because you've done something wrong.
Right.
Not like, hey, sorry, we're going to change formats. So you're last
day. Or we're going
day,
in a different direction. Right.
Right. Like, we'll give you a chance to say goodbye and thank everybody. All that. None of that. So since this is the only way we can say bye, the Bunyards were our owners and will be until it's all official. And I'm really disappointed in the way they handled letting Candace go.
Right.
Which was after 5 years. And we know the passion that she's had for all the stations, the great things she's done. You know, and the experience
she
brings.
So she has not taken a salary since September.
Right, to help save all of us during all of this. She gets an email, and it wasn't even that heartfelt. And it was basically, we no longer need you, or Brock or Marcy.
Right.
And I really just want to call that out, because I've been in radio for a long time, and that happens with corporate big stations, big companies, not local radio stations.
No.
So it was a very cowardly move and most likely part of the sale. So for them, they didn't care. They're moving on. It's not their problem anymore. I'm really disappointed in that.
We did help make them a lot of money.
Yeah.
But that being said, what kind of severance did you get? You got pretty good severance, right?
I got a big severance, I took a mouse that wasn't mine.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, we had to go back to the station today, of all days, last day of the year, and pick up all our stuff, which was basically the everything whole, in the station.
Yes, the whole studio. We've been putting stuff in there for 3 years. Yeah. And speaking of the Bunyards, you've never met them.
That's
how much they're involved. They live in another city where they have other stations. I've met them one time.
Yeah.
So they're disconnected and they don't have no emotions towards us losing our jobs and seeing how much we care about the station.
Right. It's very unfortunate because there's not a lot of local DJs, on-air talent in the area anymore. And that's, you know, why I believe we were doing so well, because we are local. We talk about local stuff. We go out and do local things and connect with our audience, which is each and every one of you who are listening right now. So what is ahead for us? Who knows? We're just trying to get through this. We're actually recording this in my home studio, and you can probably hear the kids running around. It's New Year's Eve. Almost 8 o'clock at night. I'm having a little shindig with Marcy and her family.
We had already planned to be here, so it worked out.
Yeah.
Because I would want to be with you tonight.
Of all days.
Yeah.
So my biggest thing, and it's going to make me cry.
Aw.
Seriously, it's going to make me cry.
Aw. Cry, 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 cry.
I'm very emotional.
Aw.
Hanging out with you and to talk to you every day.
Brock! Oh. Okay, I have to hug him.
Hold on. You're so sweet. I've never seen him cry, guys.
But seriously.
That is so sweet.
When you find your person in the radio business that you love working with, it's not a job, it's just fun. And Marcy was that person.
Brock! The feeling is mutual. I had, like, there's a few days that you'll be on vacation, like, throughout our time, and I'll get to work and just be doing, you know, my other stuff. And I'm like, man, I miss, like, laughing and hanging with him and stuff. Like, we miss each other when we're not together.
You know, I've been recording from the home, our home, or my home, since March.
Yeah.
So we've just videoed, or even when we weren't videoing, we were just talking. It was like we were in the same room because we were always in sync. So, yeah, I'll miss that.
Sure, look, here's the thing. We may not be doing that exact same thing together, but we are still the best of friends, and there still could be a Brock and Marcy somewhere, somehow.
Right.
That this isn't necessarily the end. Maybe it won't be daily, but we're still here. We're still together. We're still best friends.
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out. So if you know, have any suggestions, if you would want to listen to a weekly podcast or anything in that format, we're talking to possibly do some more TV stuff together. Yeah. There's a lot of things that are being talked about. You just never know. I mean, it's the first day. Who knows?
Brock, I love you.
I love you more. We're like brother and sister over here.
We are.
Your husband's downstairs like, where's Brock? We got to do another shot.
Yes.
He's like, he messaged me, we get wasted tonight.
Oh, gosh, yes.
We have a good time. We're going to miss each and every one of you. We don't know if we're going to be on another station locally or what's going to happen, but please follow us on social at Brock and Marcy. We will still continue to post stuff and try to figure it out. Let us know what you want.
Yeah.
The more support we get, the more avenues that we'll have
exactly
to do something together, whether it be TV, radio, or anything like that. But
yeah,
the show was too good to go away. And that's just radio right now. It's cheaper to hire drones or voice tracks.
Exactly. But we'll keep you guys posted on social. What, even if our road takes a different direction, we'll still be on there to let you know what's going on and how you can keep in touch with us. And Brock still has Brock Entertainment.
He's still
doing all that.
Yeah, Brock Entertainment's still going strong. So if you are getting married, having a party, whatever. You know what? My biggest thing is, I was like, Marcy, we don't get to tell people how our holidays went.
Yeah.
We recorded everything before we celebrated Christmas and everything.
Right.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. It was great. We had my in-laws in town. We did the whole waking up. Kids had lots of presents. We did the North Forest Lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't stop by my house.
And you guys.
Just down the street.
What did you do?
We had Christmas here with my parents. Well, we went over to my brother's house. Ashton got me a pair of Air Force One shoes, which I posted on our social.
Yeah.
But they were custom made for Brock Entertainment.
They're beautiful.
Hand painted and everything. Best gift. And behind me on my wall, she's getting it framed right now. It was a blueprint of the office.
Yeah.
Where each person sat. in the office. Yes. So huge poster to put behind my wall, which I'm super excited. I'll post about that as well.
But I mean, if it wasn't true already, we know she's your soulmate.
Oh, like, definitely my soulmate. She nailed it. I was going to propose to her on the air.
Were you really?
She was going to love it.
That was the plan?
Yeah, she probably would have said no. Like, really, Brock? Really? Really? You know, yes, really?
Yes.
But yeah, she's definitely the one.
Okay, good.
So I told my daughter, I said, I was talking to Mike Dooley. I was talking to Mike and said, yeah, I'll probably get married this next year. My daughter heard me and she was like, yeah.
Oh geez. Said, there's the support you want.
Right. I said, do you like Ashton? Oh yes. You got to marry her.
Yay.
I'm like, well, I'm dumping her then. She's out.
What does a 7-year-old know?
She is out of here. Nope, not doing it.
Ashton is the best. I'm glad that she got a chance to be on the air with us for, you know, a handful of times.
Right.
Before all this came to an end. So she'll probably be joining us on whatever podcast we come up with.
So we are having this shindig. My brother's here, her sister, a couple other people. We invited several close friends, and I just kept inviting people. And she's like, we're not going to have the room. I was like, we'll have the room. But here's the deal. Nobody that I've invited besides Marcy, my brother, and your sister are going to show up.
Yeah.
And if they say they're coming, they will cancel. Guess what happened? All of that.
Yes. Oh, of course.
They all canceled. And you guys are the only ones that showed up, which is very telling. I said, I hate having parties because everybody always cancels.
Because of that. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like we made all this stuff. We do all this stuff. We buy all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, we can't make it.
I know.
You're supposed to be here right now.
It's rude. It's super rude, too, because most likely they never intended to come.
No. Yeah. Like, why didn't you tell me this an hour ago? Days ago.
Yeah.
Like, come on. It happens.
That's all right.
Hey, we're going to miss everyone that we worked with as well. All the charities that we got to support. I told Joe from Sam's Furniture, who supported, you know, Sam's Wednesday.
Right. Yeah.
Get back Wednesday. And he goes, this is a joke, right?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? He goes, who do I need to call?
Yeah.
And Lara, the same thing. Nuh-uh, this can't be real.
I know.
Like, yeah. And everybody on my post, here's how to get the most likes and comments. Post something sad.
Yeah, no kidding.
On Facebook. I've never got more comments.
Oh, I saw that.
Or likes on anything.
My gosh.
Not even when we started the show.
You jerks see all my posts and you're ignoring them because you're all like.
When I said we started the show, I got a few likes.
Yeah.
When I said we ended the show, 500 plus likes.
Okay.
Comments out the wazoo.
Here's the key, because what was the first line you used? It was. It's with a heavy heart. Use that with whatever you say.
Every time. It's with a heavy heart and then a joke of the day.
Yeah. Yes.
Brimley, I told her and she goes, really? I don't get to do my joke of the day anymore?
Yeah.
I go, well. She goes, well, you got another station. So I this is funny because we've never talked about it on the air. I voice track a country station.
I know.
But here's the deal. I don't have to
listen to the music.
Yes, no, I don't have to. So I just send the voice tracks out and they get them and they're good to go. But she goes, I could do a joke of the day on that station.
Why not?
So for her last joke of the day, Brimley, take it away.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Barry.
Barry who?
Barry Sad.
Oh, we love you, Brim. Thanks for all that you do.
You're welcome. I'll miss doing my jokes.
Yeah, we'll miss your jokes as well, right, Marcy?
Yep, totally.
Well, there you go, Brim. There she goes.
Great way to end it for now.
Yeah. But yeah, we're going to miss everyone that we have worked with. NWA Alive, we're going to still continue to do stuff with them.
Yeah, shout out to my sister who's been a loyal listener in Indiana with her
listener and loyal follower on our social pages.
Yeah.
Clifford, who keeps calling us and leaving voicemails saying, when the heck are you going to answer your phones?
Yep.
You know, everybody. You know, Brett and his family.
Brett Miller and his wife.
Lisa, we're going to miss you. Lisa Foreman, I don't think she listens to the podcast.
I don't think so either, but
we haven't heard from her in a while. She got a little upset with us.
It has.
And Tambra and everybody who called and played games and were a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go unnoticed for all the messages we got over Christmas and even today on New Year's. Thank you so much for all the messages and the love. we really feel like you cared about the show just as much as we did. So we will figure a way to continue it and to move forward. Thank God for technology. You're sitting in a studio right now that I made because I thought, you know what? I'm going to do this radio thing till I die.
For a while,
And it's always when that happens that this happens. But, you know, you were talking about getting laid off. I got laid off from Hot 101.9 back in 2011. In October 2011, I showed up at work and they said, "Oh, Brock, today's your last day." I go, "What?" Yeah, we got an email saying you and a couple other people were cut. It came from the top. I'm What did I do?
That's radio. I mean, that's a lot of businesses.
I'm like, I'm not even making that much money.
Right. Like, how am I?
And why are you cutting me? Exactly. So
that's okay.
It happens. This has happened before. You know, I got let go from Arvest Bank at New Year's as well. What the F?
Darn it. Dude, you're just bad luck.
Oh my gosh. The end of the year. And if 2020 was great because I got with Ashton officially.
Yes.
Bought a house. A lot of other things happened. But it was crappy on the other front. You know, you lose job. Brock Entertainment didn't have as many events because of COVID.
Right.
So 2021, if you're not better, freaking, you're going to get kicked right in nads.
It's funny that we lasted this long in the last day of the year. At least it happened in 2020. So we can start fresh. I'm honestly excited about what could come from all of this. Right. You know, we just don't know what's out there waiting.
When God closes a door, he opens a big one. That's what people keep telling me. I don't know if that's true. Because if it's not true.
Take the wheel, right?
If that's not true.
Fingers crossed.
Everybody who said that, I'm going to come and I'll punch you right in the face. Because you just use that line for no reason.
Splash some holy water in their face.
If you really believe that, then you open that door for me and give us both a raise. Radio job or something on TV. Like, are you kidding me? How many people have told me, you know, when God closes the door, he opens a bigger one.
That's crap.
Like, really? That's the go-to line. Yes. So. All right. So this could kind of be what the podcast is like.
Who knows?
We could do fun stuff minus the music. I don't know. Let us know what you think. After you listen to this, make sure to subscribe to wherever you're listening, iTunes, Spotify, leave a review. And maybe we can turn this into something we do on a regular basis and go from there. You know, there's a lot of podcasts out there, a lot of bad ones that have a lot of listeners.
We could be one of them.
Yes. Let us be one of those podcasts.
You and I are going to want to hang out like regularly. So we're going to come up with something.
Good for me.
Yeah.
I'm good.
So
I mean, I have invested in a bunch of
different stuff. Something with all this.
I got a camera. I got a studio.
Everything.
I got a house.
Well, all right. Before we go, we should just say thanks again to Candace because she's the reason that we even exist as a
team. We love Candace.
And she got a crap deal out of it, too.
She did. So she was supposed to buy the station. They didn't end up buying the station. Had she bought the station, we would have died with the station.
Oh, she would, she would have done everything she needed to do to make sure
But she believes in local radio. She believes in everything. And John, too. I mean, they are all about local and building up the local community, which is what we need in radio especially. And that's really what set Star and Coyote and all those stations apart was we had local people in local on-air roles that none of the other stations had.
Right.
Makes a big difference.
It does. So. It does. Her talents will be useful elsewhere where she's more appreciated.
So we'll be out and about. Make sure to say hi. Brock and Marcy are still here, just not of Star 101.5.
How are we going
to
end it? How is it going to be now? Brock and Marcy on Brock's office. What's it gonna be?
Not Brock and Marcy in the morning. Just, hey, it's Brock and, it's a Brock and Marcy podcast.
Brock and Marcy's pod, yeah.
And the diehards, you know, we could have got everybody up here to say stuff, but my brother would probably say something inappropriate. So we left him downstairs, said, hey, we'll be right back. Yeah. Marcy needs to use the restroom and it's going to be a deucer. So I need to wait so the kids don't bother her.
You know what we could do? A podcast that includes the secrets of radio. Things that people don't realize happens. That could be a good episode.
The fact that I've been recording from my home for the last 9 months.
Yeah, and we pretend he doesn't.
That's a secret, y'all.
Uh-huh. We and got that, lots of radio secrets.
The music is already picked for us, or any of that. We're just letting it all fly. We need room for a whole podcast.
Yes, we'll
give away
that.
Everything in this one.
Let's do a radio secrets down the road.
All right, everybody, thank you. Have a happy new year, 2020. You can suck it once again. And for the last time of 2020, let's sing us out. Now it's time to say goodbye
to all our listeners.
BRO.
Only till sometime.
Probably not tomorrow. No, I'm sleeping in tomorrow.
Heck yeah.
CK and
MARCI.
Happy New Year! Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Brock and Marcy Show. For more episodes, please follow us on any podcast channel, Spotify, Google, iTunes. Like, subscribe, and please leave a review. For any other information, hit up our website, brockandmarcy.com. Plus, follow us on social at Brock and Marcy.